Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are looking at the gifts that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we've come up on the gift of prophecy. Now, I won't spend a lot of time here on this particular gift because we're going to do a deep dive in the weeks to come in chapter 13 and 14, but when we speak of prophecy, we are referring to a speaking forth of the Word of God. And it seems, as we survey the New Testament, that prophecy had diminished in terms of its perceived helpfulness in the life of the church, even though the church was built on the apostles and the prophets, their message. Well, in what way, Cliff, had prophecy fallen on hard times? I can't be too certain, but even here in 1 Corinthians chapters 13 and 14, Paul is going to tell the church that he wished they would pursue the gift of prophecy over the gift of tongues. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19, Paul has to tell the church there not to squelch the Spirit, not to despise prophecies, but to test everything and to hold fast what is good. So it seems that what could have been most helpful to the church was being discarded or minimized somewhat. Next, Paul talks about the gift of discernment, which is the ability to judge the legitimacy or the doctrinal correctness of a prophecy. The gift of discernment was especially needful in the first century church because they did not have the completed canon of Scripture, and there were all sorts of people coming around invading the churches with false teaching. So you needed people who could discern the spirit of the message and the spirit of the messenger. Both prophecy and discernment protect and build up the Church of Christ. When you pray today, please remember Boris Lebedev and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Yakyusa LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Malawi and Tanzania.